pointed questions for Janet Reno.
Why did you use this amount of force at this particular time?
An arrest in the National Zoo shooting. Stocks stage a big rally.
Bargain hunters invaded Wall Street, and some of the fears that had gripped the market are fading.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Under government protection, Elian Gonzalez, his father, stepmother, and infant half-brother have taken up residence in a large secluded house along Maryland's Wye River. They'll be getting some visitors. CBS News has learned that one of the boy's cousins and his former kindergarten teacher will arrive from Cuba tomorrow, and the State Department has promised to expedite visas for some of Elian's Cuban playmates. President Clinton wants everyone to leave the family alone.
Now that they have been safely reunited, I believe it's time for all of us, including the media and those of us in public life, to give this family the space it needs to heal its wounds and strengthen its bonds.
Mr. Clinton today commended Attorney General Janet Reno for her handling of the situation, but CBS News reporter Tom Foti says she faces more criticism on Capitol Hill.
Attorney General Reno is expected to be called to testify publicly about her decision to grab Elian Gonzalez last Saturday morning. Following a meeting here with the Attorney General, Senate GOP leader Trent Lott says he started the move toward open hearings.
To get more information about legal questions that were raised during this meeting, and also to get more information about the negotiations and the use of force, and exactly what was the, why was that done? Were there laws being broken? Apparently not.
Democrats generally feel such hearings are not necessary and say Reno acted legally and correctly. Tom Foti, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Businesses in Miami's Cuban community shut down today in protest over the government's action, and tonight some members of the Florida Marlins will refuse to play ball. CBS News reporter Peter King is live with that story.
First pitch is moments away, but two coaches and six Marlin players, including the starting third baseman and relief ace, are missing. They're part of the day strike, the day-long strike by Cuban Americans, and that's okay with manager John Bowles.
The feelings that people have concerning this issue are much more dramatic than the one baseball game that we're playing tonight.
Outfielder Preston Wilson.
Those are their beliefs, and they believe that they need to stand up for it, you know, and take action, and, you know, that's what they need to do, and we're behind them 100%, everybody in this locker room.
Wilson says it's a reminder that they're human first, baseball players second. Live in Miami, Peter King, CBS News.
Now this.
Only one thing smells better than ocean air, a solid Bordeaux, and homemade cornbread. That new car smell. And now the aroma of virgin sheet metal is even sweeter thanks to Priceline.com. Now you can log on and name your own price on brand new cars, imports, domestics, luxury vehicles, and SUVs. Take a deep breath and let it soak right in.
Now you can name your own price for new cars. Available regionally, only at Priceline.com.
Celeste, tell me this isn't the end.
No, Reed, it's not over yet.
Oh, Celeste.
But Lobster Fest is ending soon at Red Lobster.
Lobster Fest?
Yes. There's still time to indulge in all kinds of sweet, succulent lobster dishes.
You mean to tell me you're still going to Lobster Fest?
Oh, I can't believe you're jealous.
You'll be back, Celeste.
No, Reed. My first love will always be for Red Lobster.
Celeste, wait.
You can't stop me, Reed. Lobster Fest is ending soon, and I must escape to Red Lobster.
Washington police have just made an arrest in yesterday's shooting at the National Zoo. Executive Assistant Chief Terry Gaynor says the suspect is a 16-year-old boy.
He was identified as the person who used a 9mm to shoot at these poor kids, some of whom are still hospitalized. So he has been identified as the offender.
Police used a battering ram to break into the youth's home. They found him hiding in a basement. The most seriously wounded is an 11-year-old boy with a head injury. He's in critical condition, but doctors dispute earlier reports that he's brain dead. They say brain scans are stable and the boy is responsive. If you don't like what the stock market's doing, just wait. It'll change. After a tech stock sell-off yesterday, the NASDAQ Composite came charging back today with its second-largest one-day point gain. The NASDAQ jumped 228 points to 3711.
We are seeing a continuation of the violent, the sharp up and down swings that have characterized this market. Also, bargain hunters invaded Wall Street, and some of the fears that had gripped the market are fading.
Marshall Loeb of CBS Market Watch says the situation is so volatile that sharp swings can occur within hours. Blue chip stocks are still on an upswing. The Dow jumped 218 points today, closing at 11,124. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
And now a rebuttal to a recent ad on this station.
I'm Errol Magic of the Aggrieved Mortgage Brokers Alliance. Recently, the online loan company eLoan has stated that they can find you a better home loan by comparing rates from over 70 lenders, yada, yada, yada. And that they'll assign you a personal loan consultant who isn't allowed to accept the generous commissions from these lenders to push, say, one loan over another. Our response? Why check with over 70 lenders? You only need one loan. And what's wrong with commissions? Commissions mean smiles, and smiles are priceless. Why, I'm smiling right now. Are you? Until next time, let's all keep smiling. And keep away from eLoan.
For an opposing opinion, log on to eLoan.com or call 1-888-ELOAN-22. For a car or a home, it's a better way to get a loan.
eLoan is an equal housing lender. Please check our website for current list of licenses, as eLoan is licensed in most but not all states. www.eloan.com.
People on both sides of the abortion debate converged outside the U.S. Supreme Court today. Inside, CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports the nine justices heard arguments on whether states can outlaw late-term abortion.
With protesters from both sides trading chants on the steps outside, the high court listened to the Attorney General of Nebraska argue his state has the right to ban a procedure he says borders on infanticide. Nebraska and 30 other states have outlawed the late-term method opponents call partial birth abortion, and the Supreme Court must decide if that's constitutional. Attorney Simon Heller, representing a Nebraska doctor, said the law is so broadly written it could ban all second trimester abortions, and outlawing a safe abortion method makes abortions for women more dangerous. Justices who voted before to maintain abortion rights, and that's a majority, did seem troubled by the Nebraska law. Bob Fuss, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
Voting 79 to 68, the Vermont House has given final legislative approval to the so-called gay marriage bill, allowing same-sex couples to form civil unions that would give them many of the rights and benefits of marriage. Governor Howard Dean has pledged to sign it into law. NASA will try again tomorrow. For the second day in a row, the launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis had to be called off because of high wind at Cape Canaveral. Today's weather is even worse, with gusts up to 39 miles an hour. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
It's the number one killer of American women, but it's not what you think. What kills 500,000 women a year is heart disease. That's why the news from Bayer is so important. The same aspirin you take for pain can help women fight major types of heart disease. Can your pain reliever do that? Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. It's time to take care of your heart. Bayer. Take it for pain. Take it for life.
The need for speed. It gets greater as business demands more and more productivity. Introducing the Ricoh Officio 850. Walk-up or fully networked. And at 85 pages per minute, this high-volume digital imaging alternative from Ricoh is totally up to speed. Call 1-800-63-RICOH. We're in your corner.
In 1959, Ohio turned to the Bible for its state motto, "With God, all things are possible." It's a quote attributed to Jesus in the book of Matthew. Today, a federal court in Cincinnati declared the motto unconstitutional. The court agreed with the American Civil Liberties Union that it appears to be a government endorsement of the Christian religion. Ohio's Attorney General is considering an appeal. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, April 25th, 2000. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.